my friends from the Edgar Entertainment Show. My name is Jose, back again with yet another exciting game from the Kitchen Sink platform. And today I'm going to be reviewing Monopoly. Yes, Jim Kitchen has made Monopoly. Remember that if you want to download his games, go to Kitchen Sink, KitchenSink.net. And just simply follow his instructions, and you should get the game menu first, and then get whatever game you want. And I think on a podcast I'll actually show you how to do that. But right now we're gonna actually show you how to play Monopoly, and actually this one's different than the regular Monopoly game. If you're familiar with the Monopoly game, you should know what Monopoly is about. But if not, Monopoly is basically, in the way one of my government or my economics teacher put it when I was in high school, was don't go bankrupt. So that's basically your goal here, you know, try to win the most money. So I'm actually going to go to the Kitchen Sink platform and I'll show you what we're talking about here, so that way y'all guys can actually hear it in action. And
welcome to Kitchen Sink Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit.
Okay, I'm going to hit M for Monopoly.
Monopoly.
I'm going to hit enter for Monopoly. And you hear catchy music.
Monopoly. Version 9. By Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Okay, so what it did there, it would put music on until it was loaded. So that's a good thing that Jim Kitchen did. Let's go ahead and read the instructions. I'm going to hit Y for yes. I'm going to turn myself down and so you can listen to the instructions. Then I'll come back to you after these instructions.
Monopoly instructions. The object of Monopoly is to make the most money and force all other players into bankruptcy. To play, you roll the dice and move around the board buying properties. Hopefully procuring group properties that you can then put houses and hotels on. Each time you pass no square, you collect $200. If you own one of the utility companies, you collect as rent 4 times what was rolled on the dice. If you own both utility companies, you collect 10 times the roll of the dice. If you own one of the railroad properties, rent is $25, $50 if you own 2 of them, $100 if you own 3, and $200 if you own all 4 of the railroad properties. If you land on the income tax square, you may choose to pay $200 or 10% of your total assets. If you land on the chance or community chest square, you draw a card and do what is stated on the card. If you land on the go to jail square, you go directly to jail and do not pass go. The game ends when all but one of the players are bankrupt. That player is the winner. If you want to play against the computer, press 1 when asked for the number of players. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Okay, so it's self-explanatory. You can play against another person if they're playing with you. You can play against the computer. I'm going to hit N for no on this.
Would you like to read the special key instructions? Yes.
And obviously, I'm not going to play the whole game for you, but I just want to demonstrate the basic layout of the board and how it's going to work. So I'm going to hit Y for yes on the special key instructions. I'm going to turn myself down again, and I'll come back to you after this is done reading.
Special key instructions. F1, re-speak your entire turn, and or repeat the current prompt. F2, toggle the background music. F3, toggle the speaking of property colors. F4, speak the time. F5, change player name. F6. Change player token. F7, read instructions. F8, read special key instructions. F9, announce amount currently on free parking. F11, adjust the volume of the speech and sounds. F12, change voice tilde key. Adjust the rate of the speech. Escape key to exit game or current area of the game. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Yes.
Okay, so this one, this is your standard game of Monopoly. And we're going to hit Inferno on this one since you're already done reading it.
Select the board configuration that you wish to use. Original.
Okay, so you got your original board configuration.
A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol.
Aircraft.
Aircraft.
Aircrafts.
Aircrafts.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Atlanta.
So you basically have different boards with different things on it, like your states, you know, your states with the streets on it and the properties that you can buy. But we're actually going to play with the original board, and there's a lot more. Let's go ahead and hit down arrow to explore.
Baseball.
Your baseball.
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin Hood.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Bedrock. Beer. Birmingham City. Boston.
Whoops, sorry. I didn't let that
Birmingham work. City, UK. Boston. Boxing. British. Broadway musicals.
There's a lot more on this, but there's some of your basic boards. We're going to hit O for original.
O, Ohio.
Letter O.
O, old time.
Old time?
O, old time radio.
See, so there's a lot of these.
O, Olympic Games.
That you can actually play with.
O, original.
All right, you're going to hit on original.
Press the number 1 to 6 for the number of players.
So you can have 6 players here. And actually, it's understandable because Monopoly does require more than 1 player. So I'm going to hit 1.
1 player plus a computer player. Is this correct? Yes.
You will automatically get a computer player when you do 1.
So enter your name.
I'm going to put my name in here. Let's see what we got.
You. Player number 1 is... Oh, is this correct? Yes.
No.
N. Enter your name. J. O.
There we go.
S.
E. I have to type slow on these because these are not good. They kind of don't process it correctly.
E. Player number 1 is... Jose, is this correct? Yes.
Yes, that's my name. So I'm going to hit my
rear. Why? Jose, do you wish to use this voice? Yes.
Once again, just a reminder, do not, if you want to change the voice, you're going to have to go into your system, your actual system itself, go into control panel, go to text-to-speech, or speech, actually, for Windows 7, and then click on your text-to-speech tab, and then change the voice there. So, right now I'm using, Scansoft Tom as a voice, and that's alright, because he sounds good. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Y. Enter the name of the computer player or press enter.
I'm going to hit enter so it can... You can always, you know, name your computer player something, but I'm going to go ahead and hit enter just to accept it and see what comes up
with. The computer player. Player number 2 is... Hex, is this correct? Yes.
Hex. All right, his name is Hex. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and call it that. Y for yes.
Why should Hex the computer player use this voice? Yes.
Yes, he should. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Why? Jose, player number 1, choose your token, Battleship.
Okay, here are my tokens. If you're familiar with Monopoly, you can choose your token that you can use to move around the board. You have Battleship, I'm going to hit down arrow to move down these options.
Bear, Cannon, Dog, Horse and Rider, Iron, Lantern, Purse, Race Car, Rocking Horse.
I think that's
Rocking
it.
Horse.
No, not yet. Sorry about
sack
that.
Of money. Shoe. Thimble. Top hat. Train. Wheelbarrow.
That was a top hat.
Custom. Battleship.
Alright, we're back to the top. You can actually customize it too, but we're actually going to choose the token. I'm going to choose the bear. So I'm going
to
enter on
the
bear.
Would you like to give Hex player number 2 the computer player, a custom token? Yes.
Yes, I'm going to hit Y for yes for a custom token.
Why? Enter the custom token for Hex player number 2 the computer player.
Okay. It's a custom. So right here, this is a custom thing. So what I can do is I can put whatever. I can put a man, I can put a hat, I can put whatever I want to put on here. Right now, let's put in a stick figure.
S. R. Is TFGR percent correct for the token for Hex player number 2 the computer player?
No, it's not.
N. Would you like to give Hex player number 2 the computer player a custom token? Yeah.
Yes, I want to give him a custom token. It'll bring you back. So I hit
Y. Enter the custom token for Hex.
Okay.
S. T-I-C.
You have to go slow here. I really wish that K. One of the things I really would like to see is if you could keep up with your typing.
F-I-G-U-E.
Stick figure.
Is stick figure correct for the token for Hex player?
Yes.
Do you wish to play with money on free parking? Yes.
Okay, so here's what you have. It is kind of self-explanatory. Anytime you pass free parking, you get money. So we're going to go and make that interesting and hit you like for yes.
How much would you like to start with on free parking? Select 200.
Okay, so this is a selection box. And you got 200. We're going to hit the arrow keys. Down arrow.
300.
$30.
400.
$400.
$500.
$500.
$600.
$600.
$700.
$700.
$800.
$800.
$900.
$900.
$1,000.
$1,000. Let's do $1,000. There's probably more after that. But
should there be a choice when you land on chance? No.
Should there be a choice when you land on chance? Actually, I don't think there should, because you know, you can pick a card. So I'm going to hit in for no.
Should a player collect rent if they are in jail? Yes.
Actually, I don't think they should, so I'm going to hit in for no on this one, too.
No.
Because you're in jail and you can't collect rent, so.
Should there be an auction for a property that is landed on but not bought? Yes.
Yes, there should be an auction, and what that means is the highest bid takes that property. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Would you like to tour the game board? No.
Would you like to tour the game board? This basically actually puts you on a grid. You'll have a grid and you can use your arrow keys to explore the game board, but that's kind of spoiling the fun, pretty much. So I'm going to hit in for no.
Yes. No.
And actually, the reason I say that is because, you know, you want to be surprised on where you land, see?
Should we roll the dice to see who goes first? Yes.
Okay, we should roll the dice, yes. That's one of the things that I've read in regular board Monopoly. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Okay, the player that rolls the lowest total will go first. Jose, player number one, you roll a 1 and a 4 for a total of 5. Hex, player number two, you roll a 3 and a 5 for a total of 8. Jose, player number one, you go first.
Thank you. Okay.
So Jose, player number one on go. Select roll dice.
Okay. Now here are your options. Roll dice. You can hit your down arrow.
Check assets.
Check assets. That means if you have any properties, you can actually
tour board.
Assets. Tour board. You can always tour your board from here at any time.
Manage properties.
Manage properties. That means you can actually build a house on your property or anything like that. Down arrow. If you have properties.
Buy, sell, or trade.
Buy, sell, or trade. You can buy a property that they're auctioning off, or sell a property, or trade a property for another property.
Save game.
You can save your game, see? So this is one of the things that what Jim Kitchen, we really give him credit for that, because, you know, regular board Monopoly, I mean, you can save your game, but unfortunately, you know, you would have to, on occasion, you have to put up your game all the way, and then you'd have to go back to the original stuff, and then, oh, man.
Player number one resigns from game.
Player number one resigns from game. That means I quit the game, basically.
Exit game.
There's exit game.
Roll dice.
I'm going to roll the dice, and if we roll down, I'm going to play 5 turns of this, just so you can get a hang of what happens.
You roll a 5 and a 6, for a total of 11.
Okay, then we listen to the... That music actually gives you like a...
You'll land on St. Charles Place, which is for sale. You may buy St. Charles Place for $140. You have $1,500. Select buy.
Yes, I want to buy. You can either buy
Check.
Check.
Don't buy.
Don't buy.
Buy.
Or back to normal buy. So I'm going to buy it.
Jose, player number one, you now own St. Charles Place. You now have $1,360.
Okay. Now it is Hex. Hex's turn, so I'm going to hit enter it.
So Hex, player number two, gun go. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 6 and a 4. For a total of 10. You'll land on jail just visiting. You now have $1,500.
Okay. So it looks like you can even visit the jail too. So I'm going to enter.
Jose, player number one on St. Charles Place. Select. Roll dice.
He probably has a jail friend in there that he needs to go visit.
You roll a 1 and a 1. For a total of 2.
Okay, so I rolled a 2. And we're waiting for it to tell us what.
You'll land on States Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy States Avenue for $140. You have $1,360. Select. Buy.
I'm going to buy this, but let's hit check. Check.
States Avenue, one of the three magenta properties, price $140. The other magenta properties are St. Charles Place, which you own, Virginia Avenue, which is still for sale. Rent on States Avenue is $10, $50 with one house, $150 with two houses, $450 with three houses, $625 with four houses, and $750 with a hotel.
Rent, so
houses cost $100.
I have
select,
three magentas.
Buy.
So I'm gonna actually get a color group, hopefully. I'm going to hit enter or buy.
Jose, player number one, you now own States Avenue. You now have $1,220.
Can I hit enter for this? Your goal is to
Jose,
try to get
your
old
doubles, so it is still your turn. Jose, player number one on States Avenue.
Okay, so
select,
you
roll
double,
dice.
And it is my turn still, so I'm going to hit enter to roll dice.
You roll a 1 and a 6 for a total of 7.
Okay, now we're gonna wait. Alright, let's see what we got.
You'll
today.
Land on free parking.
Ooh, nice.
Collect $1,000.
Woohoo!
You now have $2,220.
Okay, now it is the computer's turn.
Hex, player number two on jail just visiting. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 3 and a 2. For a total of 5. You'll land on Pennsylvania Railroad, which is for sale. You may buy Pennsylvania Railroad for $200. You have $1,500. Select. Buy.
Yep.
Hex, player number two, you now own Pennsylvania Railroad. You now have $1,300.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter. And I'm going to play one more.
Jose, player number one on free parking. Select. Roll dice.
So I'm going to roll the dice.
You roll a 2 and a 2. For a total of 4. You'll land on Illinois Avenue,
okay,
which is for sale. You may buy Illinois Avenue for $240.
Well, I don't want to buy it. So I'm going to hit down arrow to don't buy.
Don't buy.
Okay.
Hex, will at auction buy Illinois Avenue for $240.
See, Hex bought that. I didn't want
Hex
to buy
player
it.
Player number two, you now own Illinois Avenue. You now have $1,060. Jose player number one.
Yep.
You now have $2,220.
All right, so now I'm going to hit enter. And it's still my
Jose
turn.
Jose,
you're
old doubles, so it is still your turn. Jose, player center number one on Illinois Avenue. Select roll dice. You roll a 6 and a 2. For a total of 8.
Yeah, I'm walking faster.
You'll land on North Carolina Avenue. Which is for sale. You may buy North Carolina Avenue for $300. You have $2,220. Select buy.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and buy it.
Jose, player number one, you now own North Carolina Avenue. You now have $1,920.
Okay, now it's gonna be the computer's turn. After that, I'm gonna hit save game. Remember, it's my turn again.
Hex player number two on Pennsylvania Railroad. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 6 and a 2. For a total of 8. You'll land on Indiana Avenue. Which is for sale. You may buy Indiana Avenue for $220. You have $1,060. Select buy.
And he bought it.
Hex player number two, you now own Indiana Avenue. You now have $840.
Alright, so I'm gonna enter.
Jose player number one on North Carolina Avenue.
Alright, so I'm going to hit S for save game.
S, save game.
Yes, I'm going to hit enter.
Game saved. Thank you for playing Monopoly by Jim Kitchen.
And that's it.
Welcome to Kitchens and Games. Use the up and down.
And you can get Monopoly once again at www.kitchensinc.net. And this is, of course, a free platform. Well, not a platform, but I mean, it's a free games that you can play and have fun playing. So hopefully you enjoyed this tutorial, and hopefully you're there to join me for another one. And my contact information, if you ever want to email me, it is jose@realrandomradio.com. Or you can email Edgar@realrandomradio.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/realrandomradio, RealRandomRadio. Follow us on Twitter @realrandomradio. And also go to our website, www.realrandomradio.com. And check out all the exciting and cool content that we got for y'all guys. Well, that is all for my tutorial today, and until next time, I will see you all around.